Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, comincio con un appello.
Violence does not solve conflicts, but only increase the tragic consequences of conflict. This was Pope Benedict's call Wednesday as he evoked the weekend massacre in Plateau State, Nigeria, where an estimated 500 people were killed, even defenseless children. The Pope's reflections came at the end of his general audience that was divided this week into two parts, the first in St. Peter's Basilica and the second in the nearby Paul VI Hall, in order to accommodate the overwhelming number of faithful. On Wednesday, the Pope returned to the Christian culture of the Middle Ages and the teachings of the Doctor of the Church, St. Bonaventure. In particular, the Pope spoke of his defense against the doctrine of Joaquin da Fiore, who supported the start of a new phase of history with the advent of a Church of the Holy Spirit, to be the successor of the Church of Christ and its hierarchy.
In his defense of the newness of the Franciscan charisma, he developed a remarkable theology of history and progress, based on the definitiveness of the Christ event and its enduring fruitfulness in the history of the Church. He insists that Christian revelation will not be surpassed in history, and the future fulfillment of God's plan remains the object of our Christian hope.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict recalled how this problem presented itself again after the Second Vatican Council, when he said an anarchical utopianism spread to some areas of the Church, the result of a certain spiritualism for which the hierarchical preconciliar Church was dead, and a completely new one was about to be created. A theory that was put to rest by Pope Paul VI and John Paul II, who on the one hand defended the novelty of the Council and at the same time the oneness and continuity of the Church, which, underlined Pope Benedict, is always the Church of sinners and a place of grace.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.